Demand for minerals that are key ingredients in consumer electronics products continues to fuel conflict and crimes against humanity in Eastern Congo. In this latest paper from the Enough Project and our partner, the Grassroots Reconciliation Group, we describe the link between the violence in Eastern Congo, the mining and trade of key minerals, and the electronics corporations that are the largest end users of these natural resources. The four most profitable ores produce the metals tin, tantalum, and tungsten, the three T's, and gold, which together generate as much as $183 million annually for armed groups. A comprehensive approach must be taken to transform Congo's mineral resources from a key source of funding for armed groups into an engine of empowerment for Congolese civilians who have been victims to the conflict and are dependent upon the meager livelihoods they earn in the mines. There are four main components to a new strategy for such efforts. First, shining a light on the supply chain. Push electronics companies, the principal end users of the three T's and gold, to change the way they practice business by working together with their suppliers to create a tracing system paired with credible monitoring of the system by independent third parties. Second, identifying and securing strategic mines. The United Nations should collaborate with the Congolese government to identify key mining sites under the control of armed groups. Properly integrated Congolese security forces, supported by UN peacekeepers, should secure these sites and transit routes. This approach must be grounded in a more comprehensive and coherent effort to advance broad security sector reform in Congo. Third, reforming governance. The international community should work hand in hand with the Congolese government to exercise control over mining and commerce in eastern Congo. With Congo sorely in need of international funds, there is an opportunity to press for not just commitments, but demonstrable reforms to the regulation of mining, commerce, and taxation. Fourth, supporting livelihoods and economic opportunities for miners. Impoverished Congolese miners and their families are dependent upon their meager incomes and have few viable economic alternatives. Efforts to end the trade in conflict minerals absolutely must be accompanied by international support for livelihoods and economic opportunities in eastern Congo. The sooner the illicit conflict minerals trade is eliminated, the sooner the people of Congo will actually enjoy the benefits from their own resources. Congo's conflict minerals problem is complex, but the roadmap to a solution exists. But efforts won't succeed unless individual consumers in the United States and around the world step up and demand a change. By demanding transparency and accountability from the world's largest electronics companies, consumers can fundamentally change the logic of Congo's conflict and end the scourge of conflict minerals. Take action now by visiting www.raisehopeforcongo.org and endorsing the Conflict Minerals Pledge. I'm David Sullivan for the Enough Project.